This is an interesting story, and in some ways harkens back to the COINTELPRO days, where the FBI is now very actively involved in walking a fine line between infiltrating certain communities and actually providing material support to various individuals or groups that would otherwise have no means or capacity by which to present any real public threat, but then with the FBI's assistance are suddenly armed and then caught at the last minute. But without the FBI involvement, you're hard-pressed to see any of these individuals or groups being able to achieve this.